The Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget about our other ventures, the commonsenseshow.tv, where Doug is part of that too. We have put together a panel of experts helping you navigate the difficult times that we live in. And of course, our podcasts are carried at the bottom of our website at thecommonsenseshow.com. Check those out. We have a merchandise store, DaveHodgesMerch.com. Dave10 for the coupon code includes all our favorite sayings, you know, like Free America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time, and so forth, on mugs, coffee cups, so forth. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, on a serious, serious note, I'm growing increasingly concerned about the food supply that is not abated. You need to get storable food. You can get it on sale right now. The details are at My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you don't have 2 years, you got more work to do. Do not depend on your neighbors. Do not depend on your government. Preparewithdave.com. And also, too, the grid has been attacked, what, 9 times over a 3-week period? Someone's probing and someone wants to take it down. If it happens for very long, you'll have to scavenge for water. You need good water filtration. We can help you there too. Go to waterwithdave.com. You also have a special, no price increases, and it's number one in the industry, the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, that is. And the research is published right there at waterwithdave.com. Take care of these needs and take care of them now. Just one more thing. If we're going to suffer, can we suffer in silence? No. Can we suffer in comfort? Absolutely. MyPillow.com/Hodges, and the coupon code is Hodges. Listen to what you get from Mike Lindell, great American patriot. Unbelievable sheets, pillows, every accessory to sleep, even a doggy bed, and it's at least half off. Everything, everything, and many times it's way more than half off. So MyPillow.com/Hodges. Coupon code Hodges for those great discounts. Well, Doug, we have a lot to unpack here right now. We've got a few things on our plate to start with, and that would be the classified documents issue that's starting to actually hit the mainstream media. Surprise, surprise. And we want to do a little retrospect on Jordan Peterson and his Nazi camp type incarceration for thought crimes. So, Doug, where do you want to start with this classified issue? It's a broad topic.
Well, you know, they are going to try and to, it seems, take Joe Biden out of office. I think he's being set up. And almost everyone I've talked to so far thinks he's being set up. You, I, and Timothy Alberino a while ago were talking about this. There is something very interesting that is happening here. And, you know, Biden came out whenever it was found out that Trump had classified documents, and supposedly Trump had declassified them, and the FBI, I guess, never got the memo. But, you know, the whole world came down upon Donald Trump and said that he was the worst thing ever. He was a traitor, sedition. He was a threat risk to the government, and blah, blah, blah. Well, now let's take a step back, Dave, shall we? Let's go back into the memory banks of the good old intranet, and let's think about this. What have we known so far about Joseph Mengele Biden? So far, we know this. Biden, through Burisma, had a state attorney fired because they were trying to prosecute his son, Hunter Biden, for illegal dealings.
Yes.
We know that at some point in time, Hunter Biden had something to do with smuggling documents and even maybe COVID viruses into Ukraine. We know that he was bought off by Burisma to the tune of what, $70 million? I mean, unreal. You know, just the amount of money that this guy makes is beyond anything that he is coherently capable of producing on his own. So we have a connection of conspiracy and corruption defrauding the government and posing an actual national security risk in Ukraine with the Biden family, the big guy, being part of a email chain and a text message chain that is somewhere within evidence. There is evidence of this because Matt Gaetz, representative of Florida, has a computer that was owned by Hunter Biden that not only has child porn on it, but also has dealings with Ukraine and the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, the actual paramilitary wing of the Communist Chinese Party. And the big guy is a recipient on these email chains, this custody form that we have, that names. Hunter Biden, the brother of Joe Biden. I can't remember his name. And then Joe Biden himself, all as participants of illegal activity that if anyone else were to get caught with this, the FBI is going to raid your home because now you're in league with other nations and you may have our own nation secrets. So, by the way, Joe Biden also had Hunter Biden flying around the world on Air Force Two at one point doing some of these deeds. So now we're talking about not only all the other felony charges, but also a waste of fraud and abuse. Every time Air Force 1, 2, 3, or 4 gets up off the ground, it's $1 million because you have to have the fighter jets to accompany it. All right. We're talking about a lot of money, and we're talking about the highest levels of office that have, I mean, I don't know how to say it, that has chosen not to go the pro-America route. And here we go. Now we got more. Not only do we have, you know, creepy Joe Biden with all the, you know, sniffing of hair and touching kids thing, which let's just go ahead and say what Joe Biden really is. He's a pedophile. And his son's a pedophile. Okay. And Joe Biden lies continuously, makes up stuff continuously. So there's an integrity question. Let me tell you something. In law enforcement, if you get caught lying, especially on actual documentation or while in court, you will get something that's a law that's called Giglio. There's a Giglio law for any law enforcement out there who gets caught lying. You will be fired, potentially prosecuted for lying under oath. As a law enforcement officer, as a politician, it's called politics. So, Joe Biden, now, not only in Penn State, at the Penn State University, in his own little room that was a front room, which was some sort of a think tank, but it was never an official office of anything. It's just where Joe Biden stored his crap. And they said that's where he worked whenever he became a private citizen. Now, that had classified documents in it. Okay. Trump's house had classified documents in it. Well, now Joe Biden's garage in his house in Wilmington, Delaware, has also classified documents in it. The attorney general sent lawyers down to his other home that was in Rehoboth on the beach in Delaware. Apparently, they didn't find anything there. But who the hell is really going to know? Are they going to tell us the truth? Now, let me ask you this. What's the difference, Dave, between what Joe Biden did and what Donald Trump did?
There's a lot of difference. Number one, some of what Joe Biden did was as a private citizen, felony. As vice president, he doesn't have the executive privilege of the president. Donald Trump violated no laws. He can take as long as he wants. He can hold documents for as long as he wants. And he can decide what to do with them. Obama right now holds more classified documents than Trump does. And he's not being prosecuted or having his home raided and his wife's underwear drawer ripped through. So the bottom line is Biden is in trouble on two fronts. Vice presidential violations because he's not a president. That is serious because now we're getting into, you could even start to look at the T word, treason. Private citizen, the charges are less serious from what I understand, but they're still can send you to prison. Here's the interesting thing to me. I said this on a YouTube video yesterday morning. I said, I suspect the Democrats are behind this leak. And one of the reasons I do is because Merrick Garland won't investigate obvious crimes with regard to Hunter Biden, okay, because it involves Ukraine and China. Those are the sacred cows that own our government and money of our officials. But he's going after Biden for records violations because, as we know from the polls, most Democrats don't want him to run for re-election. There's the motivation.
Well, immediately upon the raid in Mar-a-Lago, a special counsel was formed immediately. Yeah. And by the way, they no-knock raided. All right. We got to understand the visualization of this. Donald Trump has already been painted as a traitor because of January 6th and because he stands up against the elite. But when the elite literally have physical, intimate relationships where they are making tens of millions of dollars in selling state secrets to our enemies, nothing happens. So what I have to ask is this question. Is Joe Biden being set up? If he's being set up, for what reason and by who? And what is the next shoe to drop? And here's Doug's best guess. Joe Biden is being set up by the elite because he was a useful idiot who has run his course.
Yes, I agree.
Barack Obama is playing him like a fiddle, like he always has. He is pushing forth all of his agendas that couldn't get pushed forth through Biden. And, you know, now Biden, the useful sock puppet, is in so much hot water because of Hunter. And I'll say this, Dave, if Hunter Biden wasn't the deplorable reprobate that he was, Joe Biden would be much more dangerous. But because Hunter, it was an out of control drug addict. And look at all the different things he got himself in trouble for. It shines such a negative limelight. And then the laptop happened. And then the child porn on the laptop happened. And now the diary, the daughter's diary from Joe Biden about how he used to shower with her and other very inappropriate things.
And look how the FBI moved to harass people on that diary, bring them legal consequences.
That's right. James O'Keefe could tell you about it. They raided him. So, you know, I have to ask a simple question, Dave. We know that he's being set up. Is the FBI going to continue to protect Joe Biden now? Or are we going to see a spin of the globe and the FBI now gets sent after him? Because this is purely what happens. Merrick Garland is as corrupt as they come. He was a little kid that was bullied and hated everybody. So he is now doing everything he can to bully everyone that he hates. If we don't get Merrick Garland out of the way, we have a absolutely out of control, even more dangerous FBI, because how do we know who gets put in charge could be worse than Joe Biden? So this is a time now for the Congress to act. This is the time for the House of Representatives to show us that they mean well and to not stop until handcuffs are put on people. Now, look, I understand all the stuff that happened with January 6th and how frustrating this entire event has been, but we have the ability now, and I'm going to say something that you may disagree with, but I say don't stop the January 6th Investigation Committee. Let's flip it on them.
I'd already thought that, too. Yep. We need to bring Ray Epps before the House.
Yep.
Among others.
And we need to put congressmen in that seat and let them get investigated by their peers. Nancy Pelosi, what was stolen? Oh, well, you know, you're not Speaker of the House anymore, so you kind of have to ask that. You have to answer the question. You know, this will be an interesting time when people are going to start retiring and dying.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, Dave, I've been warning this. I'm going to keep warning it. Another 9/11 is coming. Now, there have been other experts out there who say that, but I'm telling you, this is the year. I've never said this before, but this is the year. If it was going to happen, it's going to happen this year or 2024.
Let me give you some context, okay? Let me give you context on that, because this is something I wanted to jump in with. Number one, they could let Biden retire peacefully and quietly, and in the midst of that retirement comes the false flag that puts America under martial law. Now, listen to the next part of this. The country will be in such disarray, it'll make 9/11 look like a recess activity. And what they're going to end up doing is declaring a massive state of emergency and we've talked about this before privately, Barack Obama will become the leader of the United States, the emergency president. And the reason I say that is because Donald Trump has cleared the Mar-a-Lago hurdle. First of all, he shouldn't have had a hurdle. Secondly, now that Biden's done this, which is 10 times worse because he wasn't the president when he concealed the, or kept these documents, he's criminally liable, where Trump is not. So they don't have a candidate out there that can beat Trump. They don't have a candidate that could even beat DeSantis if Trump should meet some questionable fate. So they've got to now take matters into their own hands if they're going to retain power. And you're absolutely right. We're going to see a 9/11 on steroids. Not a 9/11. It's going to be far worse than 9/11. And I think they're probing us with the grid. I think we're being probed with regard to airline safety. I think they're probing us with regard to the banks. You and I have talked about that privately as well, too. And Doug, what I think is coming is an Obama third term in an extreme state of emergency designed to coincide with Biden's resignation.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised at all. They're not calling Hillary Clinton. She
She
is done.
has no chance.
She's done. Pence is not going to pick up the mantle. Kamala Harris will not be there. Kamala Harris, if anyone thinks Kamala Harris is going to step up to the plate as being the president and not get potentially assassinated or taken out by other means, then you are smoking crack along with Hunter, because she hasn't done anything the entire time in that very, very special office as the vice president. You know how much power the vice president has? Because, I mean, evidently Joe Biden did, right? Joe Biden could go to other countries and he could more or less threaten. You will fire your own employees, or I just won't give you any of the billions of dollars I came here with. You'll stop the investigations against my crackheaded pedophile son, or I just won't give you the $6 billion. Then he goes on to brag about, and hell, they fired him the next day. Oh, everybody has a big laugh. Well, no one's going to have a laugh now, because what is coming to this country will not stop the train wreck that is the American economy. Because that's going to happen. If anything, watch it explode. Watch the economy explode. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Fed over there, they have the ability to tweak the economy at will. At will, they can tweak the economy. If anything starts happening with negative limelight and the Republicans are gaining pressure, the social media is putting on the pressure, people are getting out into the streets and getting pissed. The economy is going to start to crash. COVID's going to come back. Everything that they can manufacture at a whim will start to happen again. And already, talking with former federal employees where I used to work at, they're already getting back into the COVID restriction lockdowns again. People are having to wear masks and, do some of the old requirements again at federal buildings. So if it's going to happen at a federal building, then it's going to happen somewhere else in these bigger companies. And everything is meant to take our tempo leading into 2024 and to tamper it down. That's we are a fire that they're trying to stomp out. Does that make sense, Dave?
That makes
What
perfect
they
sense.
need, they need more riots, they need more protests. There's got to be another violent felon who gets killed by cops so that they can sit there and burn half of America down. They will do what they know works. And they have armies of useful idiots with purple and green hair. All those weirdos out there, the guys who think they're girls, the girls who think they're guys. And you know what? I'm just gonna be as plain speaking as I can. If they are against Jesus at this point in time, they have seemingly aligned themselves with the Democratic Party. What we're seeing is a Luciferian attack upon our country, and these people are desperate. Apparently, unlike our father, the Lord, God, their father, the devil, doesn't come and back them up whenever they're in danger. Instead, he watches them implode. So these people are so scared of losing these powers, these seats of powers, that they have gained over generations of manipulation and buying people off, buying off judges, buying off law enforcement, killing people who are speaking out, silencing people who are speaking out. Why do you think they want to take guys like me and Dave off the air? We are a threat. We do more damage speaking against them and then telling you what's going on and planting that seed of freedom in your head than anyone does with a terrorist attack right now. Because we are the idea that won't die. That is freedom. And people will gladly die for that freedom. And this government, these people, these Democrats, all they do is they vote to take it away from you. Dave, like what we were talking about yesterday with Timothy Alberino, what an awesome interview that was, by the way. The Democrats argued against infanticide. The Democrats argued that when a child is born from abortion, so if the abortion doesn't work, that the child should not be resuscitated, the child should not be put on any life support systems, and that the child should be left on a cold table to die. They argued in favor of that. This is the war that I'm talking about. This is a hearts and minds war. This is a war for souls right now, and it will eventually turn kinetic.
Well, I think you're probably right on the ground level. I think on the macro level, like I said, the mother of false flags is coming. I think it's going to be infrastructure related. It ties right in with what the WEF wants. It'll also cut into our food production. It'll cut into our power grid. So why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not plugging our advertisers at this point, but why do you think we advertise for storable food? And we could advertise for so many other things that actually produce a higher return on investment. But the reason we do in the water filtration and so forth, in telling you to transfer your wealth into gold, we tell you this every day. And we tell you because we pretty clearly see what's coming. They can't convince the population to go along with them. So they have to pull out the big guns right now. Obama will be in charge. And I think this is a good segue, and we can return to this. But when Obama takes over, remember, under his presidency, we got the NDAA, arrest without due process, unlimited incarceration. You can even be killed and no one will ever know. And because you're declared to be an enemy combatant today, that could easily be transmuted into you are an enemy of the state, i.e. the Democratic Party and the World Economic Forum, who they answer to. And Doug, what we're looking at right now is we will have incarceration camps. We will put people there, and you and I have talked about this. I have written about this stuff since 2007 in great detail. And now we have Jordan Peterson, one of the great intellectuals of our time, a Canadian. And I'll let you tell the story, Doug. Tell what's happened to Jordan Peterson in case people haven't heard.
I don't have the article in front of me right now, so I'll just recite what I know. Jordan Peterson, they're threatening to take away his medical license in order to practice psychology or having psychiatric help for people.
Yes.
Because he has been doing internet bullying. Internet bullying. He on Twitter, he talks mean to people and makes them feel bad. And because of this, they have chosen that his words are a threat, that his words are as harmful as physical violence upon people's sensitive emotional state in Canada. And the government that he speaks out so boldly from is now saying that he will do a re-education camp. I joke you not.
Did you even know
they're going
that
to send Jordan Peterson
Canada?
To a re-education system where he has to take online training, which means that he has to certify. He has to watch however many hours of online training, and I think even like a written test or some sort of an online test that proves proficiency that he did watch what he watched. And he said he's going to do it. Now, I think he should. I think he should do it, and I'll tell you why. Jordan Peterson will never change who he is, and he should never change who he is. But now he's being given a unique ability to take what it is that eventually we will all have to take. And he can tell us about it now.
Yeah, it's the glimpse into the future.
It
Absolutely.
really is.
Yeah, it is. And they're using him as the example. Look, if we can do it to him, he's almost untouchable. We can do it to anybody. I didn't even know Canada had a program like this, but I know that we do.
Well, Jordan Peterson, you know what he's a real threat to? Jordan Peterson is a threat to every beta male out there, because Jordan Peterson tells people to clean their room, make your bed when you get up, eat healthy, work out, have ambitions, become a dangerous person, and have that dangerous capability under control, especially for men. He promotes God, Jesus as our Savior. He promotes intellectual well-being of people to study things, to get off all these poisonous devices that you have either at your home or in your pocket half the time. He's promoting for men to become men and for women to become women within a conservative Christian view, and to stand up against tyrannical governments. How dare he? This is 1984. Coming to life. Canada, I'm going to speak to you for a second. You have now, after your protests that were completely torn apart by your government, as they continue to take your guns away from you, as they continue to lock you in and shut you out of the world, you are starting to look more reminiscent of North Korea than a free Western state. You have a choice now, Canada. You are going to be faced with a ethical, moral decision line in the sand, where you will say, I choose the dangerous freedoms that Thomas Jefferson talked about, and I cross that path of going against my government. Now, I'm not saying physically violent fight against your government, but you have to push back. Or don't cross the line, put your mask back on, capitulate and eat your bugs and be happy.
I like that. Eat your bugs and be happy. That's really good. Along those lines, this is not as serious as Jordan Peterson, but here in America, I don't know, Doug, if you've heard this or not, but we've all seen the clip of Ray Epps yelling, Fed, Fed. Oh, they're yelling Fed, Fed, Fed at him because he's advocating for breaking into the congressional building. And what's interesting is the guy that filmed Ray Epps has been sentenced to 60 days in jail. I kid you not. The man for filming Ray Epps. Unbelievable. This is along the same lines. I mean, it's now a crime to report a traitor.
Well, you know what? I will broach this situation with the same thing that I said to Canada. America, you are being given a decision line in the sand. Do you cross the line and choose dangerous freedom, or do you don't cross the line and capitulate? And if you're going to capitulate, then do me a favor. Take your American flags down, cut the stars and bars up, and give it an honorable death and burn it in your yard. Because that's what you're doing by not fighting back. How do we fight back? Let me tell you how we fight back. We continue to overwhelm the system whenever they come out. Whenever Beto O'Rourke shows up and he has a couple thousand people to watch him, he better have 20,000 people meeting to boo him. Whenever there's another teachers union meeting about having transsexual and pedophilia artwork or whatever type of deplorable books that they have in their library, instead of having a couple hundred parents come there, the entire town should come there and protest and take your kids out of the schools. Take your kids out of the system. They need those taxes. Don't pay it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Once again, if you don't pay your taxes, what's going to happen, Dave? Yeah. Are you going to get a visit from somebody?
Yeah. You are, unless it's done in mass.
That's right.
Then they'll try to selectively enforce with a very small percentage. Let me read to you this clip. Tim Gna, the man responsible for shooting the footage of Ray Epps encouraging people to broach the Capitol, and he started the chant, Fed, Fed, Fed. And then he reached out to Revolver News and agreed to an interview. And in the interim, the FBI tracked him down and charged him with parading, demonstrating, and picketing in a Capitol building. And he was sentenced yesterday to 60 days in prison. And you know what's really interesting, too? Now, I'll say this. I was on Ray Epps' case because I'd seen the videos. Tucker Carlson had played them for everyone to see. And I had been critical of Ray Epps. Now, he lives in Queen Creek, Arizona, which is a far southeasternly suburb of Phoenix. Now, he could be in Maricopa County, the most corrupt county in America, or Pinal County. He's right in that dividing area, and I'm not sure where he lies. But what's interesting is one of his neighbors, masquerading as a scientist, contacted me, and she tried to give me so much false information. And she goes, oh, by the way, I know Ray Epps. He's my neighbor. He's really a nice guy. He didn't do all those things. And I said, excuse me, lady, am I supposed to believe you or my lying eyes? So not only did Ray Epps, was he acting as an agent for the federal government to provoke Capitol intrusion, which was planned by Nancy Pelosi by refusing to have extra protection at the Capitol, and we know that happened. Then we have this situation here where for telling on Ray Epps, a guy's going to jail for 60 days. Reporting the crime makes you a criminal. Hello, well, communist China. Hello, communist Russia.
They're protecting their boy. That's what it comes down to. Ray Epps, you might as well just come out and say it, everybody. Ray Epps might as well be a member of the FBI. If not, he's a confidential informant.
He was a hired goon. And from what I understand, Doug, and I've been told by some pretty reliable people, one of them ex-FBI, that there were seven active agents known in the Capitol area trying to provoke people to traverse the barriers.
Well, you know, here's my personal opinion on that. I want to see every bit of captured data for the Capitol for January 6th.
Yeah, why won't this new Congress do it? You raised a really good point about keeping the J6 investigation alive. What are they afraid of?
Well, they said that they have over 14,000 documents.
And you know, hundreds of hours of videos.
I don't give a hoot in hell what civilian showed up. And at this point, I don't care what civilian showed up, to include Ray Epps, and what they had on their cell phones. I want to know what federal agents were there, from the FBI to the DNI to the CIA to members of the DOD, members of DHS, Secret Service, Capitol Police. If they were there, I know for a fact, by the way our government cell phones worked, that you are tracked through an app called Teams, that you are tracked through your phone. So show me the digital footprint. God forbid I ever run for Congress. These people will not have a stone to hide under. Congress, you are smarter than this. Ask for the digital footprint. You want the cell phones of every man there. And if anything is deleted from that operation, they need to be held in contempt. Those agents, to along with their supervisors, need to be suspended, have their security clearance yanked, pending termination, unless they can magically vomit out the information. Because at this point in time, they're subverting the United States government. If we're going to be serious about all this, boys and girls, then let's take the kit gloves off and put the brass knuckles on. There are things we can do. There are ways that we can pressure them. Jim Jordan knows what I'm talking about. He's a lawyer. All these congressmen and women are lawyers. They know every legal loophole there is. They helped invent them and write the laws for them. Why don't they use it? Good question, Doug. Maybe because most of them are in on it.
That's my point. Why aren't they keeping this investigation going? There are hundreds of hours of videos that are kept under wraps by J6. And I will tell you this, they'll never prosecute Trump, and I'll tell you why. The minute they go for discovery, they'll drop the charges. All they'll try to do is prosecute him to smear his reputation, but they can't win this case because they don't want these videos and documents exposed, which would be subject to review and open discovery in a court case. So the thing is who's hiding what? That's what we need to ask right now. Who is hiding what? And I will tell you this, I will tell you, I don't believe all of Congress was complicit in what happened. I think some were legitimately scared. Okay, I think there were a few people in Congress in leadership positions that allowed this to happen, encouraged it to happen, worked in concert with Nancy Pelosi and Bowser, the D.C. mayor, to compromise the security on January the 6th that Trump offered, and we have four witnesses to that offer. And I think one of those people is McCarthy, and this is why we're not seeing a continuation of J6.
Absolutely. McCarthy and every Republican that voted for him and every Republican that aligned with McCarthy and McConnell on the day of the hearing of the fraudulent election on January 6th, everyone who didn't stand with Trump, fire them. Fire them. They should all be under investigation. Every single one of them. And you know what? Let's continue with the path that the federal government does. You are no longer innocent until proven guilty by this government.
Yes.
So if we're going to go that route, then you're all guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And I think America demands and deserves an investigation like that. Now, let me ask you something. Who's going to investigate it? The Department of Justice won't investigate themselves. We can't trust the FBI to return a dollar that they found. So, what can we do? James O'Keefe, Elon Musk, put pressure on Mark Zuckerberg. He will fold. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want to lose his $60 billion. Put pressure on him. All you people that are part of Meta, you put pressure on that man, he will fold and he will give over documents. We have, and it's risky. Freedom is always risky. Look back in history and tell me at what point in time that Americans were not willing to risk it all for freedom. Right now, you don't have a free America. You have a captured America. And the only way you will break her out of this prison is we have to revolt as the prisoners to overthrow the prison guards. And currently, the prison guards is everyone and anyone who meets within the secret societies, everyone and anyone who takes the money from FTX, who has visited Epstein Island, every one of them. We, the people, have to eventually fall on our own sword or get up and do our own investigation. And we win this in the court of public appeal because the courts are bought off too. But if you can get James O'Keefe the ammunition that man needs, that is a pit bull. Let him loose upon them. All right? That's why the federal government is scared to death of James O'Keefe because they don't know what operatives he has where. And loose lips sink many ships now. That's why the red wave is a real thing, but it needs to continue to grow in size. The more people come out and they say, look, this transgender stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
The kids transitioning stuff is crazy. The COVID jabs. Now this is all crazy. Now everything's coming out saying, look, they've been lying to us. They've been investigating us. They've been spying on us. They've been stealing our money and giving it to China. They gave $120 million to Pakistan, Dave, for transgender studies. Wouldn't you like $50 out of that back?
In an Arab culture, unbelievable.
Look, we got to do something as Americans. You and I are doing it. More people talking is going to do it. But if we don't find our testicular fortitude and hit the streets as boldly as they were to defend a 30-time felon, we deserve to lose it all.
Yeah, I agree. Let me summarize for you what I said this morning. It's like you're reading my mind, Doug. I had just published this not too long before we came on the air. And I said, there are three things that are taking America down, among many, But I focused on three, and then I gave Simple Simon solutions to each one. Let me just go through the three. And you just mentioned virtually all of them. One of them is republics die in silence. And the mainstream media controls most of the news, 98.5%. And then you have the mass censoring that's going on in social media. And what I told the people today on my broadcast, I said, the Sons of Liberty, the Patriots in the Revolutionary War, after the Boston Tea Party and Boston was locked into martial law, there were roadblocks and military patrols, but that didn't stop the colonists. They engaged in the committees of correspondence. They didn't have the internet, they didn't have telephones, and yet they managed to raise the spirits of 13 colonies to rise up against the tyranny of Great Britain. We could do the same thing, and I went through a bunch of examples on how we can do it, because we have these modern tools at our expense. We don't have to go through the social media. And I said, and you need to become a human frequency station yourself by talking to people that you meet. And not everyone you meet is going to agree with you, and that's okay. Number two, republics die because of cognitive dissonance. And they die in cognitive dissonance because, in the case of America, well, we've lasted almost 2.5 centuries. We've come through all these crises before, the wars, the depression, the corruption, and we've come through it. But what people fail to realize is the severity of the threat. So it's easy to live in the cocoon of self-deception and buy into the cognitive dissonance, la, 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 I hear nothing, I see nothing. And then the third thing that we have is bystander apathy. And this actually probably describes maybe some of the people, a few of the people that are listening here today. They know what's going on, but it's just easier to let other people do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not tough enough. I'm not well educated enough. I'm not articulate enough. Yes, you are. Everyone who has the power of communication in any form that understands what's going on has an obligation to yourself, your family, your country, your children, the future of our children's children, and we need to speak loudly and clearly. And if we would address those three areas in much in the manner you're saying right here, Doug, we could begin to have a rise up against this tyranny.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. Kerry Lake's Court of Appeals agrees to expedite Kerry Lake's 2022 election. Now we have the Supreme Court, who is going to be considering taking the case to completely do away with any form of gun control in America. We need to put pressure upon the court.
Yeah, just like the left did. If it's legal to protest in front of Supreme Court Justices Holmes, I say we stay civilized, but I say we scare the hell out of them just by intense pressure, not violence, not threats of violence, but
Well,
intense pressure.
I disagree with that. And let me
Why
say
is
why.
that?
I understand why you said that, and you're not unjustified for saying
Well,
it.
did it not have the result that they wanted? I mean, the left got what they wanted, didn't they?
We've had our country stolen from us.
Yes. So what do you recommend? Are you advocating for more than I'm calling for?
I'm advocating that we turn to God. I'm advocating that we go to each Supreme Court justice's house in masses, and we hold a large prayer meeting. Pray for these people.
Okay.
Show them that we're not this evil leftist group that has been after them. Show them that we're on their side. Show compassion
Yeah.
to these people, because violence hasn't worked, threats hasn't worked. But when was the last time anyone applied the blood of Jesus upon this? See, as man, we take things into our own hands. We think that we can solve our own problems, but there comes a point in time where God allows you to get right there at the end of the rope. And below the rope is nothing. It's a void. It is absence of God, and we call that hell. So your only option of holding on to this thin, narrow rope at this point in time of being tired and run down and lied to, abused, and your misfortunate life of being an American in 2022 now accumulates to this: either reach out for God or see how good your grip is. That is where
Okay.
America is
Well,
at.
see, Doug, we're not in disagreement. me taking the fight to the Supreme Court with intense pressure, no one called for violence on my end. And
No, no,
if you're
no.
not coming at them, let me just finish this thought. If you're not coming at them in a spirit of violence, what are you coming at them as a spirit of? Secularism? You know me better than that. Everything I'm suggesting here is biblical. Jesus
Absolutely.
threw the criminals out of the temple. He kicked the bankers out. That's the spirit that I'm trying to invoke in America. And there's also another spirit we need to invoke too. And that's the spirit of we follow God's law, not the perversion of communist law, which we have now abandoned our own laws. God says, Romans 13, render unto Caesar what is Caesar. But when Caesar changes the rules and is anti-God, then we have an obligation to stand up to that. And we should be defiant, civil disobedient. For the wood, I'll give you an example: wood stoves and what they call assault weapons, which is a joke of a definition. But we need to disobey those laws. And when enough people rise up and they show apathy towards their government, even totalitarian states need some public support to stay in office. And if we
That's right.
withdraw that support and engage in, we're not following you. We're following our old traditions, our constitution, the rule of God, and this is what we're doing. They would collapse. They would collapse from a party's point of view, politically, and yes, we'd have to pick up the pieces, but unfortunately, that's how far we've let it go.
Okay, I'm going to read some things. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to answer each one of these.
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes.
Yep. Biden signs law putting kill switches into cars. Go.
Yeah, that's not done for police safety to stop a speeding car running away and endangering the public.
Yeah,
That will
they
be the
said drink.
byproduct. It's to end automobiles altogether in favor of
That's right.
Biden's perverted ecological agenda.
Yeah, they said that it was reminiscent to stopping drunk drivers. Well, Nancy Pelosi better have an ejection seat inside her car then.
With a parachute, yeah.
No parachute, no parachute. Give her some pillows. Let it be a rough landing. Hey, maybe our friend Mike Lindell can give her some pillows. World leaders have been meeting at Davos with Klaus Schwab. This is the largest meeting of world leaders ever for the WEF. Go.
They are deciding when the fight occurs because I don't care what they come back with. Klaus Schwab is a satanic, devilish, perverted influence who says no age gaps for sex, pedophilia is
Right.
legal, we need to have a mass extinction event.
Why
Whatever,
would you
well, just
meet
one
with
thought,
these
whatever they come back with, I'm not obeying, and
people?
neither should anybody else.
No. No, why would you meet with this guy? Hold on. You want depopulation? You want me to eat bugs? You want me to get rid of my car, get rid of my home? You want me to get rid of my house? You want me to not have a job and love it, not have anything and love it, and you also want my kids to have sex with. No. We're not meeting with Klaus Schwab. And let that be on the press secretary's notes for today. But that's not what happens. Everybody goes and meets him. All right, moving on to the next one. Supreme Court considers taking the Brunson v. Adams case that seeks to overturn the 2022 election back to Donald Trump.
The thing I would say here is that Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, is compromised. Just I'll say the word Epstein, and he will never do it. He will never allow it, and he will coerce these other justices to abandon this case, just like he did in 2020 when the Supreme Court told Donald Trump in an election that he was a participant in and defrauded that you have no standing. They'll do the same damn thing. Nothing's going to come of this case.
Okay, the Supreme Court may end all gun control. Go.
Not likely either, for the same reasons. Let's put it this way. The people are ready to rise up. We have 400 million handguns in this country, and when we start saying no to Davos and Biden and the stooges that come out of Davos, they got a problem. Because when they come for us, there's going to be fighting. They got to get our guns. And the Supreme Court has showed its colors. It's on the side of the liberals.
Well, I never thought I would be in support of saying this, but I think we need to embrace a great reset, but what should be on our terms.
Should be the reset of our United States government. I called for the unelection of incumbents in the last election with 15 exceptions, and look where it got us. The red wave became a red drip.
Well, how's your weather?
Well, where I'm at in Colorado, we had another snowstorm, and people were blaming me. You're from Arizona here, and it's snowing because you're here. I'm actually hearing this from the locals. It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's been re this is the I grew up in Colorado. This is the worst winter I've ever seen. But you know what? I love the people here. Colorado's a beautiful state. I'm enjoying the work I'm doing. So it's good. It's good. So anyway. Doug, we are really at a crossroads, and this is what I want to say to the people out there very clearly. Okay, I am a Christian, dedicated Christian, not a perfect Christian by any means, but and I'm trained to protect myself, and Doug more so than me. But neither one of us are advocating for violence, but that doesn't mean we preclude self-defense. And I want to be very clear on this. When we say, no, we're not following your unconstitutional laws, no, we're not following your laws of perversion, no, we will homeschool if we want to, you're not taking that away, because they'll start taking away rights as we start to refuse, and okay, we're going to come for you. When you come for us, the fight is on. Realize that right now. That's self-defense, and it's biblical.
Well,
And I'm putting this out very clearly. I have no compromise in this area.
you may be seeing that come soon because the governor of Illinois said he just banned AR-15s.
Well, you know what? I ban his laws. If you're in Illinois, to hell with him.
Yep,
I'm being
come and
very
take.
serious. To hell with him. Who is he to violate the Constitution? He is there. The number one goal of an elected official is to provide safety and welfare of the people and to follow the law in doing it. And when they don't do either one of those things, then they are not deserving of our following. Thomas Jefferson said it in the Declaration of Independence in three different ways. When the government no longer works for the people need to change the government.
And it's just the beginning of 2023.
We
It's just the
knew
beginning.
this is going to be. Everyone I've talked to, I just interviewed Bob Kudlow, who's an expert on the economy, and he comes on once a month on my show and give me the report. And he's really an upbeat guy, and he's extremely successful. And Bob Kudlow said to me yesterday, "It's going to get worse before it gets better." And he said, "There's still opportunities in the economy, and people are smart; they can still persevere." But he said, "It's getting more difficult for the masses, and it's going to get worse before it gets better." Is kind of our theme, and everyone's saying that. Everybody is saying this. I talked to a congressional staffer yesterday, and she said the same thing. We all know it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's okay. I'll take the worst, but I will not surrender. I will not surrender my Christian conviction because they're going after Christians now, Bob. I mean, Doug, let's make sure that we understand that. They're going after Christians and they're going to try to get you to give up your faith. They've compromised your pastors and then they're going to come for you and your beliefs. I mean, you look at Jordan Peterson, he espouses Christian beliefs. That's why he's in a concentration camp for re-education.
It's only going to get worse.
It's okay.
Just be prepared, people. Just be prepared.
I might have entered the old age syndrome, but I haven't entered the sissy syndrome. And there's a lot of people just like me, and we have 7 million veterans of fighting age, and you know that the vast majority of them are not on board with this crap. I'm just telling you, government officials, you think you're going to strip us of our rights, you think you're going to strip us of our property, you think you're going to leave our children defenseless. Think again. Strong Americans are going to come to the forefront. Unfortunately, we're a nation that doesn't take preemptive action. We always historically have reacted late, but when we react in force. And what I'm telling you people in Washington right now, back off. Back off because civil disobedience is next, and if you come for us, you're not going to like what happens.
That's right. That's right.
Doug, tell people about your show. Get a great show.
Well, currently the American Vindictus show is on gsradio.net. We have a Rumble channel. We also have a YouTube channel. I ask if you like what I do that you please like, share, and subscribe. I have over 90,000 people that have visited the YouTube channel, and I have 2,300 followers. So, they shadow ban me quite a bit. But other than that, man, it's the Intel Report. It's the Intel Report, thecommonsenseshow.com and .tv. Make sure you sign up for those subscriptions and make sure that you share what we're doing because we're talking about the fight that's coming. And eventually, we won't be here for these talks because the only option these types of governments have is to completely take away the command and control to the people, and that is alternative media. So listen to us while you can. Train, prep, and pray, and stay frosty. That's all I got.
The thing I would say in response to this, too, if America, I wouldn't have to think in the bravado, and I don't enjoy being in the bravado. I passed that in my 20s and 30s. But the bottom line is here, Doug, what we really have to be cognizant of is if we got on bended knee before the Lord Jesus Christ and said, hey, we're sorry, we've forsaken you, we want to follow you, please work a miracle in our lives and the lives of our countrymen, God can do anything. The odds can be overwhelming against us. We know the left controls every avenue of society, but God can change all that, but we have to give him a reason to want to change it.
That's right.
And that's the difficulty that we find ourselves in today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of this most volatile broadcast. I know the FBI will categorize this as violence, but it's not. It's called self-defense. We're not going out looking for people. Just don't come to persecute us. That's all I'm telling you. And I hope God wipes our enemies away. I truly do. I pray that all the time, that God comes in, brings a revival to our nation, and then casts our enemies out to wherever he sends them. Anyway, Dave Hodges here for my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton. This has been the Doug and Dave Intel Report on thecommonsenseshow.com, and we will see you back here again next time. God bless all of you.